Hi there, I'm Michelle Beatty, a professional development strategist and a PMP certified program manager. The Skills We Charge conversation recently continued during the Add Your Sauce episode on my podcast, Career Tipper. I enjoy watching competitive cooking shows. During conversations with clients, colleagues, and peers, I sometimes discover them shrinking back and identifying and confidently owning the skills that make them the subject matter experts of their industry or niche. In those moments, I remind them to add their sauce. Confidently speaking, posting, and promoting their skill set is essential when communicating with allies, colleagues, and decision makers. Chefs often boast about their sauce and how its savory flavor impacts the dish and overall visual appeal. Your skills and expertise are the sauce that companies, big and small, need. We have to package up our skills nicely, continually, and intentionally. Just like the satisfying taste of a flavorful savory sauce awakens taste buds, your skills, when strategically placed on display through all forms of your professional communication, like a sauce on a plate, can prove to be the strong contributor that is the right hire to meet the needs of a program or project. I'm continuing to provide the breakdown of E and my latest professional development acronym, SAUCE, to explore opportunities beyond your comfort zone, to help you keep your skills recharged, competitive, and hire ready. Our career journeys are not cookie cutter. Fortunately, we can change our career industries if we're willing to try by doing the necessary work to experience the shift at any given time and age. Check out the Create to Connect season finale clip with David Tan, the founder and creative director of Tantrum Agency, who chats about pathing to accomplishing your career goals. Check out the clip.
Yeah, so I mean, we have this philosophy with the agency, and I think that, you know, we've been really trying to find our voice and really trying to define our approach to creative. And one of the things that we really landed on is, like, we really believe in roadmaps and not blueprints. And, you know, basically, if you've ever built a house or know an architect or whatever, it's like you can't really deviate too far from what's on that blueprint. Otherwise, you mess up the structural integrity of the house. And, you know, so blueprints are great when you're building structures, et cetera, because, you know, everything is in a place, you know exactly where it's going to be or where it's supposed to be, et cetera. But the creative process isn't generally like that. And so, you know, roadmaps, you know, it's hard to imagine now because everyone's got GPS on their phone, but, you know, roadmaps are really designed, no matter where you are, we can get you from point A to point B. You know, if you have to take a detour, we can go down this little side road over here. And so I love that analogy because I think that that's really what we do. You know, if we were trying to get from Atlanta to Cali or to LA, you know, there's going to be someone who's going to take that direct flight and get there in 4.5 hours. Then there's going to be someone like me who's like, let's road trip it. You know, let's go down to Florida for spring break. Let's go up to Taste of Chicago. Let's hit the Grand Canyon. Let's swing by Seattle. I heard that the scenery is beautiful up there. Then let's drive down, you know, so we can see the coast. So at the end of the day, we'll both get there, you know, which is the goal. But who's going to have better stories? It's like, we're going to have better stories because we created all these memories. We created all these experiences to get to that final destination.
Time will pass and minimizing regrets becomes necessary for many of us. Shaking up our comfort zone and committing to set time to explore how to connect more to what excites us professionally is time well spent. Start by self-assessing what is prompting the desire or need for change. Our findings may challenge conventional wisdom and may lead some to leave their current role, but not always. Thinking bigger becomes a given as you shake up your comfort zone. Optimism can begin to stir up as the clarity of an action plan begins to formulate. It can restore hope and dreams deferred. Remember to pace yourself and keep your stride and be willing to accept help throughout the process and invest to gain access to the information after exhausting free ones. Exploring opportunities is an action that confirms you're choosing to pursue what may serve you well today and in the future. Assess your decision-making process as you shift through the ebbs and flows of exploring opportunities. Seek options that align with your values. The alignment can help you stay connected to the work through good and challenging experiences. I invite you to join the Skills Recharge conversation by sharing your experiences in the comments. Let's learn from each other.